It's a drizzly Monday afternoon in downtown Juneau. 8-year-old Sophia Nyland stands in front of the new Heritage Coffee Roasting Company Espresso Bar on South Franklin Street, playing the violin. Like any busker in a city, Sophia gets various reactions from people walking by.
I like playing for the people because the people enjoy music, and some people don't like it. They just walk by and go like, meh, they don't really care.
Sophia has been busking since she was 5. She says the money she gets isn't always for her musical talent.
When I was little, everyone liked because I was so adorable.
She once made $120 in one session.
They weren't looking at me playing the violin, they were just looking at me, like my face.
Sophia started wanting to play the violin when she was 3 years old.
I kept asking my mom, and she said, fine, I'll call the teacher and see.
And she said, you know, she's quite young. They don't start this early. But bring her to a group lesson. She will see what a hard work it is to play violin.
That's Ildi Nyland, Sophia's mother.
Well, I took her to the group lesson, and by the end of the lesson, she convinced the teacher to start to teach her. She's quite headstrong in a good way.
Sometimes Sophia plays downtown for an hour. Sometimes she plays for 15 minutes.
Last time she played about 20 minutes, she made $35.
If you ask Sophia, in the past few summers of playing her violin downtown, she's earned
maybe $1 million. I don't know, but I've been doing this a lot.
Her mom says it's more like $200. Sophia puts a lot of it in the bank to save for college, and sometimes, she says, she gets to spend some of it.
Well, I bought this shirt because it's an Under Armour, and I like going hiking a lot, so I got it.
The shirt is black and hot pink. In her hair, she wears a light blue feather.
I like buying girly stuff because I'm a fashionista.
Sophia plays downtown a few times a month, and usually on the weekend, but this week is different.
On Friday, we were driving by the fire, and I saw smoke, and we looked behind us, and we saw a huge fire. It was like flames everywhere.
The single-family home in the Twin Lakes area was destroyed.
The next day after that, I said to my mom, I want to go play my violin for the people that don't have their house anymore.
Owners Amber and Lucas Schneider have 3 children. Sophia plans on playing for an hour each day this week and will give everything she earns to the family. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.